evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 23rd April 2021. Top stories for today. Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Dato Sri Nancy Shukri said the National Heritage Department has been trying to gazette Sekolah Menengah Kebangsaan Convent Bukit Nanas, SNKCBN, as a heritage site since 2008, but it could not be completed due to the school's trustees' protests. Nancy said the gazetting of the school as a heritage site under the Act will not affect its ownership, custody and administration. She said the ministry welcomes SMKCBN's trustees to consider and nominate the school to be gazetted as a heritage site. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said Malaysia's daily COVID-19 cases may surge higher since the peak of the third wave due to non-compliance with Preventive Standard Operating Procedures, SOP. He said previously the Health Ministry targeted for new cases to reach 500 daily in May. Its projection for non-compliance to SOPs was for over 5,000 cases a day just before the end of the month. UMNO President Dato Sri Muhammad Hassan said rather than raiding trust funds to pay for COVID-19 vaccine, he has suggested the federal government charge patients who can afford it according to the market value. He said the government's course of action is worrying and it indicates its vulnerability in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. He also said that in the budget 2021, 3 billion ringgit was set aside to vaccinate 83% of Malaysians, but there is no explanation or details as to how the amount was spent or managed. On the international front, Indonesia President Joko Widodo has ordered an all-out effort to find the missing Indonesian Navy submarine lost in the Bali Sea with 53 crew whose oxygen supply would last only until Saturday. Australia, India, Malaysia, Singapore and the United States have sent specialized ships, aircrafts in response to Indonesian requests for assistance. Meanwhile, India reports the world's highest daily tally of coronavirus cases for a second day in a row in the last 24 hours, surpassing 330,000 new cases. The spike came as 12 people died in a fire that started in a critical care unit of the Vijay Vallabh Hospital, Mumbai today. More than 300 people have died of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, turning to makeshift facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremations as crematoriums come under pressure. Separately, a woman in Texas who received Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine has been hospitalized after showing symptoms similar to those of 6 people who recently suffered blood clots after taking the shots in the United States. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.